So today's daf is Chaf Beis. We're going to start on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And we're interpreting a pasuk that says, Kfutzosav tal talim shcharos ke'oret. A pasuk in Shir Hashirim. So we're going to look at the last few words on the daf here on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara says, Shcharos ka'orev, this pasuk is being interpreted as referring to those great Torah scholars, and they have to be Shcharos ka'orev, they have to be black like a raven. A raven is a black bird. And we're going to darshan from this, B'mi ata motz'on, where do you find Divrei Torah? B'mi, and now we're going to start the daf for today on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, B'mi she'mashkim u'ma'arev aleihem le'beis ha'medrash. So when it says shcharos, which means black, we're going to make that into shachagit, which means morning. And orev becomes mariv, which means night. And these are people who come early to the Beis Medrash in the morning, and they stay late at night. These are our scholars. Rav Omri has a different take on shcharos ka'orev. B'mi shemashchir ponov aleim ka'orev. A person, in order to be zocha in Torah, he has to have a melus b'tori, has to work so hard, and he's not dedicated to luxuries and so forth, that eventually his face becomes a little bit black from, you know, the meager kind of physical eating and so forth and so on that he enjoys. So that's called miut mizonos. Rava Amar, this is a very famous Gemara, B'misha mesim atzmach zori al banav al b'nei beis ka'orev. Where do you find Torah with someone who is cruel? In other words, he's in a tug of war. He has to decide how to delegate his time. Is he going to delegate his time to raise his children? And that could be a 24/7 occupation. Or is he going to take away time from his children in order to dedicate himself to the study of Torah? And that's where the Torah, in this pasuk in Shir Hashirim, compares the scholars to an orev. And the orev is known amongst the birds to be cruel with regard to its children. And that's based on a pasuk in Tehillim, No sein lebehema lachma levnei orev asher yikro, ha-orev achzori al bonov, v'eino mesapik lem es mizonoseihem. He doesn't give them the food, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who organizes the food for the children of the orev. And the orev now becomes a paradigm, paradoxically, of the way a person should raise his children. Ki ho, like the following story, derav Ado bar Masna havika ozel lebei Rav, when Rav Ado was on the way to the yeshiva to study Torah, omalei debeso, his wife said as he left the door of the house, yinuki didoch mai avid lehu, how am I going to support your children, they're your children? Amar la, he said to her, mishlimu kurme bi'agma. If you go into the agam, which is the kind of like the marshlands, you'll find that there are some vegetables left over that are still growing there. So you take those vegetables and you'll feed our children. But we see how, in a certain sense, he was achzori al bonav ke'orev, in order to dedicate himself to the study of Torah. The Gemara now offers an alternative drasha, because it says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Sefer Dvarim, it says, Meshalim l'sonav al ponav le'avido. He will pay up the rewards for the enemies of God so that he will destroy them. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, il mole mikra kosuvi efshali omra, if not for the pasuk, we would not be able to say this. Kaviyochol, as if to say, Ke'odom ha'nosei masri al ponav, u'mevakish la'shlicho mimenu. God gives reward to the evildoers the way a person wants to throw off from his shoulder a very heavy burden. But God will pay up the Rishoyim on the very few merit, for the very few merits they have of Mice and Tovim in this world, so that now they're all paid up with all their rewards in this world, so he can destroy them in the next world. Further it says, Lo Ya'acher Lissono, Omar Rabbi Ila Lissono of Hu Delo Ya'acher. So this is a very paradoxical statement on the part of Rabbi Elah, that God, when it comes to his enemies, will pay their rewards immediately, without any delay, implying that when it comes to the righteous, God will delay their reward. And why is that so? That sounds so strange, that God should be preferable for the Rishayim and pay their rewards immediately. Hainu diyomer Rav Yishu ben Levi, ma'idechsiv, what does it mean in the Pasuk? That says, Asher anochi mitzavcha yom la'asosam, and this is a statement that's addressed to the tzaddikim, hayom la'asosam, today, in this world, you'll dedicate yourself to mitzvahs. V'lo l'mochar, in olam habo, you have no opportunity of doing mitzvahs. La'asosam means that only in this world is there la'asosam. But as far as hayom la'asosam, the implication is u'lamachar l'kabel schar. L'mochar means in the next world, the infinite world. And mishalo tarach b'erev Shabbos l'yochal b'Shabbos. Shabbos is representative of the next world, the olam haba, the infinite world. So if you work here in this world, then you'll be paid off in the next world. So God delays your payment of schar until the next world if you're a tzaddik, because he wants to give you endless rewards for your actions. But the Rishayim pay them up and reward them for whatever meager merits they have in this world immediately. They'll have nothing left for them in terms of schus in the next world. Amar Rav Chagai, v'itema Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeini, ma'i dechsiv, what does pasuk mean in Shmos, in Perek, in the parasha of Kisisa, it says, erech apayim. And Apayim is in Lashon Rabim, it's in the plural. Erech Afmi Boile, it should have said that God is slow to get angry in the singular Ella, but rather it means Apayim, Erech Apayim L'Tzadikim, V'Erech Apayim L'Rishoyim. The double Erech Apayim means the following, that with regard to Tzadikim, Erech Apayim means what's called Panim Sochakos. In other words, he's not going to pay them up immediately, but he'll save and delay the reward till later on, till the next world. But Erech HaPayim L'Rishayim means he shows them Ponim Zomos, with a kind of an anger, and he is Marech Af. He delays that anger or meeting out their punishment until a later period of time, meaning until the next world. And now, we're finished with the Agadah that we started yesterday, and we go back to the halacha, going back to our Mishnah, and our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer that lo amru pase biros matirim es atiltul ad, unless it is up to beis sasayim, so that we're only going to allow pase biros up to the size of a beis sasayim, which we said in the past is a place, an area where you can plant tvua and the shear of sasayim. You can produce sasayim, two soyin. And that's equivalent to 100 amma by 50 amma. And if you have an area that large, then you can rely on pase biros. But if the shetach, if the area is greater than that, it's more than 100 amma by 50 amma, then Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to carry in that area. Boiluhu, the Gemara is a suffix. Baru pasim ka'omar al dilma, bar v'lo pasim ka'omar. When he calculates this area of beis asayim, is he simply calculating the size of the bar, right? The bar was a very large opening. Or was he calculating also the bar and the two amos? Remember we said that we need at least an area of two amos for the cow itself, Rosh HaVerubo. In other words, the distance between the bar, its outer lip, and the pasim has to be a minimum of two amos. Do we calculate this beis asayim with the bar and the extra two amos, or just the bar itself? And the Gemara now analyzes this question. Shall we say, Adam nosein einav biboro, that a person, when he looks for this heter, he looks at the bar itself, and he takes a look and he says, well, the bar was less than beis asayim, so he knows that in a case of a karpaf, he's not going to carry in an area that's larger than a beis asayim. V'lo gazrin and dilma osil taltuli yosef beis asayim bekarpaf di alma. We're not afraid that he will derive the conclusion that an area that's so wide that it's based on Sayin and it's a Karpaf, it's Lo Hukaf Lindira, I'm allowed to carry. He won't come to that conclusion because he's going to look at the bar and he sees the bar is up to but not beyond the Beis HaSayim or Dilma Adam no Seneno Bimchitzasa. Or shall we say that a person looks at the entire area as it's circumscribed, as it's surrounded by the Mechitzos, and he's going to see an area that's larger than a Beis HaSayim because in addition to the Beis HaSayim of the bar itself, there's another two amos around the bar, is Gazrina and Dilma Asilech Lufe Biosami Beis HaSayim Bekarpa. Looking at the area that is surrounded by the mechitzos, is going to think that even though the area is larger than a Beis HaSayim, nevertheless, you're allowed to carry there. He's going to draw the conclusion that even in a Karpav, even though it's larger than a Beis HaSayim, he's going to carry there. Toshma, I'll bring you a ride from a Bryce. So the Bryce says, Kamahem Mikuravim. How close are the Pasim to the bar? In other words, we have to allot and guarantee a certain minimum distance between the bar and the pasiv is kidei rosha veruba shel para. We need these two amos where most of the animal could go in. Kamehei meruchakim, and what's the largest distance that you allow for the pasim to be far, far, far away from the bar? Is afilu, according to the first man, the owner of the Tanakama, kar veafilu karayin, even a very, very large area. There's no limit to the large area that could be included in the heter of Pase Biros. Again, as long as you have the various pasim that you need. Do you remember every ten amos you're going to need more pasim pshutim, etc. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beis HaSayim Mutar. Yes, Rabbi Beis HaSayim Asur. The largest distance between the bar and the pasim that we're going to allow is Beis HaSayim, because otherwise we have that Gzeira Mishum Karpaf. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim turned to Rabbi Yehuda, Iatomode, Bedir v'sachar, u'muksa v'chotzer, shafilu Beis Chameshes Korim, u'Beis Haseres Korim, Shemutar. After all, we have these four places that we discussed in the last year, and there we allow a heter of pasim, even a very large shetach, a very large area that's much greater than a Beis HaSayim. Amalahem mechitza v'elu pasim. How can you derive any conclusions from dir sahar mukten chotzer zo mechitza, which means we were matir those places even if they're very large, because they are surrounded by full-fledged mechitzos. Which means that a karpaf, even though it's surrounded by mechitzos, full-fledged, valid mechitzos, nevertheless, you can't carry them in Rabbanon, because it was low hukaf ledira. In these four cases, it's considered hukaf ledira, like, for example, a courtyard, or a back lot behind the houses, or these areas where they fed the animals, etc., etc. In all these cases, it's considered hukaf ledira. It has full-fledged mechitzos, and therefore you're allowed to carry, even if it's a greater spans and a greater area. But elu, in the case of tiltul in Pase Biros, all we have is pasim. We don't have mechitzos. And therefore, we're going to have a gzera maybe from the het of tiltul inside the Pasi Biros, he's going to come to be matir even a karpaf that has a larger area than Beis HaSayim. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer bar Beis HaSayim a Beis HaSayim. He's saying that basically if you have a bar that is square and its dimensions are a Beis HaSayim squared, then mutar. Then you're allowed to carry between inside the pasim. V'lo omer laharchik, and when did they say that you have to be marchik the heke from the bar? El kedei rosha v'ruba shel para, not beyond rosha v'ruba shel para. And it's explicit here that the shear of Beis HaSayim is applicable even to a bar and only to the bar. Meaning the bar itself has to be Beis HaSayim. And we're not going to include in this cheshbon HaSayim plus the two amos outside of the Beis HaSayim. So the Gemara says, Hamida Ka'amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, bar v'lo pasim, michlal d'Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, bar upasim komar. In other words, even if the bar does not have a shear of sasayim, but if the entire shetach, including the two amos around the bar, has a base sasayim, then ein mitaltalin. So we see from Rabbi Shimon, because since Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to include in the cheshbon the two amos in addition to the base sasayim, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, apparently Rabbi Yehuda holds that it all depends on bar upasim. In other words, even if the bar doesn't have a shear of sasayim, but nevertheless the shear in the shetach itself, if you add the two amos, has sasayim, is then a metaltalin bar. So that's how the Gemara wants to be machriya the suffix. Veloi, but no, there's no proof from this price, so the Gemara rejects it. Because it's quite possible that Rabbi Yehuda bibar below pasim ka'omar. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the bar, and it can't be more than beis asayim, and only the bar. He's not including the two amos around the bar. The Gemara says, "Ihochi haynu Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar." You've reduced the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar to naught. And the Gemara answers, "He can beinayu the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is about the shape, the dimensions of the bar." And we saw that according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, it's got to be beis asayim a beis asayim. I mean, it's got to be a squared area. It has to be a square. And the Gemara says, arich v'katam, but if on the other hand, it is longer and narrower, so it's not squared, then according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says that the shear has got to be a beis asayim squared, there's no heter or pasi biros for a bar that's a beis hasayim. It's only when you have a square area. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the shear of beis hasayim is a total shear. It doesn't matter if it's a rectangle, and it doesn't matter whether the bar is square or whether it's rectangle, but as long as the total shape of the bar, the total area, I should say, of the bar, is a beis hasayim, then it's mutar b'tiltul. At the end of the brayse, it says, "Klal Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar Kol Avir Shetashmisho Ledira Kegon Dir Vesar Muktzav V'Chaser Afilu Beis Chameshes Kurim Ubeis Aseres Kurim Mutar." If you have an area that is dedicated for dira, for use, for tashmishim, like these four cases of dir, sar, muktzah, and chaser, then even if it's very, very large, you're allowed to carry in it, because it's considered a makom dira. When you have a makom dira that's designated for residential tashmishim, there's no limit as to its greatest size. For chol dir she tashmishu li avir, but if you have an area that its use is not inside, but really for the outside, kigon burgen in shebesados, you have these little huts inside on the outskirts of the fields, and they were used by the security people. They don't really live there. They're only there to serve the sada, so to speak, the air that's outside the burgen and outside of these huts is then beis asayim mutar, only in an area that reaches up to but not beyond the area of beis asayim are you allowed to be metaltil, but yes, it'd be beis asayim asur, because that's not considered dira, and it has the status of a karpaf. And in a karpaf, you're not allowed to carry beyond beis sasayim. This leads us to the Mishnah here on Daf Chav Beis Amud Alef. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haya Derech Rishus Arabim Afsikosan, Yisalkeno Litzdodim, V'Chacham Omer Meino Tzarech. So this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham is going to occupy our minds for the balance of our Shia here on Daf Chav Beis Amud Alef. There's something called Rabim Bokimbo, which means that the people break through the mechitzos. That's only possible if it's an imaginary mechitzos. Like, for example, in the case of pasim, we have imaginary mechitzos. There's nothing that connects one pas with the other. And now Rabbi Yehuda says, if the people, when they go towards the bar and they walk through the Rishus HaRabim, they pay no attention to the pasim, and they walk right through the pasim, that's not good. Why? Because they are mevatel the mechitza. The fact that they break through this imaginary mechitza means that mechitza is worthless. And therefore, Yisalkenel it's done. We have to set up signs and posters and tell the people, go around the pasim, don't go through the pasim. We don't have to be misalik the rabbim from Ben HaPasim, because rabbim Bokimbo is not Magvatil the Mechitza according to the Chachamim. And the Gemara now quotes the following, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozo, Diamri Chavayu. Both of them made a comment on the Mishnah, and they said, Kan Hodiacha Kochan Shel Mechitzos. That here in the Sheet of the Chachamim in our Mishnah, we see how powerful is the concept of a halachic legal mechitza. That you can imagine the mechitza, even though people are not looking, you know, they're going right down the middle through these imaginary walls. And that's how far mechitzos go. And when it says Kan, the Gemara says Kan usvirale, which means that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar accepted the view of the Chachamim. And the Gemara now asks the following kashava, Omar Rabba Barbachana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Yushalayim il mole dal sosen in olos balayl chayoven ole mishum rishusa rabim. In Yushalayim, you could travel straight through the city on one pathway, one road, and it'll lead you from one side of Yushalayim all the way to the other side of Yushalayim. And the question is, does it have a status of Rishus HaRabim? Because this is a very wide, open highway area that people travel on through the city. And it should have the status of Rishus HaRabim. Says Rabbah that no, they're allowed to carry. And the reason is because it does have the status of Rishus HaYachid. Again, when I say they're allowed to carry, I mean on a Doraisa level. Again, there could be all sorts of Drabonans here, but on a Doraisa level, it's really a Rishus HaYochid. And the reason it is Rishus HaYochid, says Rav, is because of Dalsos Nin Olos Balayla. That at night, they lock up the doors of the gates that surround the city, and no one could go through. The implication is that if people would go through and they didn't lock the doors, then the walls that surround Yerushalayim would not function as mechitzos to set up a Rishus HaYochid. And the reason for that is because Rabin Bokimbo. So how do we reconcile Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, who accepted the Chacham in our Mishnah, they're not worried about Rabin Bokimbo, Ein Tzarich L'Salkon, with Rabbi Baruch Hanu, who says that in the case of a wall that surrounds the city, if people go through the city and they walk down this so-called Rishus HaYochid, which is surrounded by mechitzos, it has the status of Rishus HaRabim. It's only because we lock the doors at night. So the Gemara answers, Ela Kan Velo Svirule. What Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar meant by the word Kan was that this Mishnah, by expressing the view of the Chachamim, indicates that the Chachamim held that Kochan Shel Mechitzos, that Rabbim are not Mevatel Mechitzos, but they themselves are of the opinion that Rabbim Bokimbo and it's Mevatel Mechitzos. For Rami, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, we have a question, a stira between Rabbi Yehuda and one context in our Mishnah and Rabbi Yudin Abraisa. Rami Rabban and Rabbanu, we have a steer between the Rabban and the Rabban and Abraisa. Desanya, we have a Braisa that says, Yeser al Kain Omer Rabbi Yehuda Misha Hoyelo Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidhi Rishus Arabin. Osolo Lechi Mikan Velechi Mikan Okar Mikan Okar Mikan. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have two houses that face each other and between them there's a major highway, a Rishus Arabin, and he wants to carry from one house to the other, so Rabbi Yehuda says, you can set up a lechi on one side of the house, and another lechi on the other side of the house. When I say the two sides, I don't mean the front and the back. I mean from the facade of the house, facing the Rishus HaRabim, you've got, you know, if you're standing right outside the house, with your back to the house, then you have the right and the left. On those two extremities, you put a lechi, or you set up a korah that stretches from one house over the Rishus HaRabim to the other house, and that's considered like it's like the area between the two houses is completely surrounded by mafitzos, and you're allowed to carry. Wait a second. The people are still traveling on that highway that separates between the two batim, which means that Rabbi Yehuda is not impressed by Rabin Bokimbo, and it doesn't undermine the mechitzos, which is against Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says Yisal Kenu Litzadim. V'nosei b'emtzai, he's allowed to carry in the middle. This is not a valid eruv, because we're not going to be ma'arev, we're not going to be matir tiltul in a rishus harabim, meaning that the chachomim hold that it's still a rishus harabim, even though you set up these mechitzos. The answer is they're only imaginary mechitzos, and the people are going down and bokimbo, and that's mevatel mechitzos. Is kasha de Rabbi Yehuda, We have on the one hand a stir in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah holds that hiluch rabim is mevatel mechitza, whereas in the Brisa he says I don't care about hiluch rabim, and we have a stir between Rabbanon who say in our Mishnah that we don't care about hiluch rabim, but here in the Brisa, in the case of two houses that are separated by a rishus harabim, hiluch rabim is mevatel mechitza. So Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. We can reconcile the apparent contradiction between the two statements of Rabbi Yehuda. Hasam, in the case of two batim on two sides of rishus harabim, is the ikash shtei mechitzos ma'al yisa. Here the Gemara assumes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, on a deraisa level, all you need is two mechitzos. And on the two sides of the rishus harabim, you have mechitzos, meaning the facade of the house on this side and on the other side. It's therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, once you've set up a rishus hayachid deraisa with two full-fledged mechitzos, then we hold that the rabim bokibayim does not undermine those valid mechitzos, those bona fide mechitzos. But hacha, in the case of Basi Biroz, you don't even have one single mechitza ma'aliyasa, lekashte mechitzas ma'aliyasa, because all you have is a mechitza that's one ama, a post that's one ama in width on this side, and another post on that side of the four sides. Here, when you have total reliance on imaginary mechitzos, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabim mevatle mechitzos. Drabonan, drabonan, nami lokasha, hocha, ika, shem, arba mechitzos. Hasam, leka, shem, arba mechitzos. Here in the case of Pasi Biroz, we've managed to set up four mechitzos. And each side around the bar has a mechitza, based on the Amamikan and the Amamikan, who that halachically create a mechitza. He's got four mechitzos. And that's where the Rabbanan say that lo osi rabim umevatli mechitza. But Hasam, in the case we have two houses, and all you have is two mechitzos, which, according to Rabbanan, is not enough to create a rishus hayachid, is like a shem arba mechitzos. There, the Rabbanan are going to say that rabim bokimbo, when the rabim break through, that is mevatel the mechitza. Now the Gemara is going to analyze further that which was said by Rabbi Yochanan earlier about Yerushalayim, that it's not a rishus harabim, that area that splits, cuts down the entire middle of Yerushalayim, because it's mechitzos ne'ulos b'layla. And the Gemara now wants to go beyond that and talk about Eretz Yisrael. Om Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Om Rabbi Yochanan Eretz Yisrael, ein chayov nalev rishus harabim. Nowhere in Eretz Yisrael can we have a rishus harabim. And therefore, on a deraisa level, you can never violate tiltul arba amas b'rishus harabim b'chayov. And the Gemara is going to explain why. Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamala l'hashmaita. Rav Dimi was transmitting the Torah of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, that in Eretz Yisrael you could never be chayv for Rishus HaRabim. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Dimi. So Abaye asked Rav Dimi, my timer. Well, why are you telling me that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no Rishus HaRabim in Eretz Yisrael? How could that be? And here we turn to Daf Chav Beis, Amud Beis, Elam, if you're going to say Mishum de Makifla, maybe Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by Sulma de Tsar, which is a very high mountain that is very steep, and that's somewhere in the north in Sur. Mehach Gisa means on one side, u machtona de gader mehach gisa, and there's a very deep ravine on the other side, and that deep ravine is called a gader, and it has the depths of 10 tfachim and the width of 4 tfachim, and that makes it into a mechitza of a reshus hayachid. So now Eretz Yisrael is now surrounded by mechitzos. Again, you're going to have to see exactly what the different mechitzos are. We only have so far two. We're going to have to figure out what the other two are. In any event, this is all on a Doraisa level. There are all sorts of Drabanans that will prohibit you from carrying in Rishus HaRabim in Eretz Yisrael. But on a Doraisa level, you cannot be Chayav for Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara asks the following Kasha. If that's the Pshat, says Abayit Rav Dimi, is Bavel Nami Makifla Pras Mihach Gisa Vidiglas Mihach Gisa. There are two great rivers that surround Bavel. Now, we're assuming that from the ground area to the river, there's a shipua. Shipua means it goes down. And if it goes down 10 tfachim, down into the river, then that land space, that height of 10 tfachim, creates a machitza. Now he asks another kasha. He says, the whole world then is surrounded by oceans. The Kuli Al-Manami. We should not, there's no such thing as a Rishus HaRabim, because all around the earth, we are surrounded by ocean. Makif Okainus. On all sides, the Okainus, the ocean, gets different names and different seas, but it surrounds the entire landmass on the globe. So we must assume that if there is such a thing as Rishus HaRabim, we have to conclude that these mechitzos are not considered mechitzos, such that the area inside of them is considered Rishus HaYachid. So if I don't understand Rabbi Yochanan, how can Rabbi Yochanan set up a Rishus HaYachid and claim that there's no Rishus HaRabim at all in Eretz Yisrael? I mean, if you take his logic to its conclusion, then there's no such thing as Rishus HaRabim anywhere on the face of the globe. And Abai sort of suggests a possible answer to defend Rav Dimi Dilma Malos of Marodas Ka'amrit. Maybe what Rabbi Yochanan had in mind is that there are certain areas in Eretz Yisrael that go down and go up, and that couldn't be Rishus HaRabim, because it's very difficult to go there, and it's not comfortable for the Rabbim to walk in those high, steep areas. Amal Leser, Rav Dimi says, Tabaye Karkafna, which is a phrase that means a person who's very chashuv, is Chazise L'Reshech Bein Amudei, if you translate this literally, but he means it symbolically, I saw your head pop up amongst the Talmidim, between the Amudim, the pillars of the Beis Medrash, where Rabbi Yochanan was giving his lecture. So it means that you really must have been there, even though you weren't there, but you came up with the right answer, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan actually said in his presentation. So it means that those areas in Eretz Yisrael which have malos umorados, and it's very difficult to climb up and climb down, those areas do not have the status of a Rishus HaRabim. Itmar Nami, and also we have this tradition, like Abai from the Beis Medrash, Dechi Asa Ravim, when Ravim came Eretz, above Omar Rabbi Yochi, said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ami Leo, to say, Omar Rabbi Avo, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Malos, Umarados, Eretz Yisrael, those areas in the land of Israel, which go up and go down, they have steep hills, and they have deep ravines, Ein Chayovin Alem Bishus Rishvam Lefisha, Ein Digle, Ein Om Kidigle Midbar. All of our halachas of Rishus HaRabim are derived from the paradigm of the Machne Yisrael in the Midbar, the Machne Yisrael where the Jews camped during the desert period. That was the paradigm for Rishus HaRabim. And wherever they were on flat ground. There were no Milos Umorados. And the reason for that is based on a miracle called the Anani HaKavod. And the Anani HaKavod would travel in front of the Machne Yisrael and flatten out the ground. So since we derive all the laws of Hotzah, Rishus HaRabim, from Machne Yisrael in the Midbar, therefore you're not Chayav Hotzah, Rishus HaRabim, unless it is flat karka, as opposed to Malios Umorados. Now the Gemara wants to know, in a place that has Mechitzos, And the reason why it has machitzos is because the karka goes down b'shipua. There's an incline in the karka, and that's considered a machitza. But what happens if the rabbim actually walk down through that shipua? Should that destroy the machitza? Boy minei, Rachva mi Rava, Rachva the scholar asked Rava, tell hamislakit asor mitoch arba. When you have a mound and it's got somewhere a height of 10 tefachim, where does it have the height of 10 tefachim? In a small area of 4 amos, meaning even before you get 4 amos up on top of this mound, you've already hit a height of 10 tefachim above the ground. And in such a case, since it's relatively steep, we have, right, it's a high climb, a steep climb, it very quickly gets to that height of 10 tefachim. In such a case, it has the din of a mechitza asar tefachim. But Rabin Bokimbo, but nevertheless, people climb up on this mound and they travel to the other side of the mound, is chayovim alav mishum rishus haramo ein chayovim alav. Should we say that on the one hand it has the dimensions of rishus hayachid, but on the other hand, since Rabin Bokimbo and people actually climb up, therefore that destroys the status of the mechitza. I don't have to raise this question according to the Rabbanan and Mishnah, because they hold, in the case of Pasei Biros, that we don't have to be misalik the Rabbim. It means Hiluch Rabbim does not undermine the Mechitza. It's Hashda, and I'll make it into a Kalvachomer, Mahasim Denicha Tashmishte. Even in the case where it's so comfortable for the people to walk between the Pasim, there's nothing Mima'akim them, there's no lack of comfort in doing so, is nevertheless Amir Rabbanu lo asi rabim vata mechitza. The mechitza still retains its status, even though it's so comfortable for people to walk through between the mechitzas, between the pasim. Hocha here, in the case of this tail, the lo nicha tashmishta, you really have to climb up, and it takes an effort, and it's not comfortable. It's lo kolshkin, how much more so we're going to say that ein hiluch rabim vata mechitza. Kiti boy lecha libid Rabbi Yehuda. My question arises according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds in the case of pasi biros, the people walking through the pasim is a problem, and it's going to be mevat the mechitzas. My, what are we going to say about this case of a tel hasam over there? In the case of pasim, who the nicha tashmishte, it's very comfortable for the rabbim to go through, and that makes it into a rishus a rabbim, and it's mevat the mechitzos. Amal hoch, but here the lo nicha tashmishte, it's a real effort to climb up on top of the mound to get to the other side. Lo asi rabbim mevat the mechitza, we would not apply Rabbi Yehuda's principle that the rabbim undermine the status of the mechitza. Dilma lo shno, maybe it makes no difference. Why? Because if lamaisa people are going there, that's enough to have Rabin Bokimbo and Smavata le mechitza malay. So Rava answers Rachva chayavim, that you will have the status in this tale of Rishus HaRabin, which means that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that Hiluch Rabin Mavata mechitza, even though it's not Nicha Tashmishte. So Rachva asks Rava Vafilu Olim lo. What about a case where in order to climb up this mound that's very high, they're going to need some sort of a rope? And do we still say, Hiluch Rabin Mavata Mechitza Malay, Rava says, in. Afilu Malos Beis Moron, even something that's so steep, like Malos Beis Moron, it's almost a 90 degree climb up, straight up. Amalay in. Why? Because Lamaisa, the people go there, and that's Mavata Mechitza Esve. So they ask the Kasha from a Mishnah in Taros, Chotzer, Sherabim Nichnasim La Bazu, V'yotzim Bazu. If you have a courtyard and the Rabim go in this way and they come out that way, is its status is Rishus Rabim Lutumo, which means that Sofek Tumo, Rishus Rabim is Fekotor. But Rishus Ayachid L'Shabbos, it has the status of Rishus Ayachid L'Shabbos. Mani. Who is this reflecting? Ilema Rabbanon. If it's the Shita the Chacham who say in Pasi Biros, Hiluch Rabin is not Mevatel Mechitzas, then I don't need this Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't add anything to me. Why? Ma Hasam Denicha Tashmishte. Even though in the case of Ben HaPasim, it's very comfortable to walk through the Pasim Amri Rabbanon. Nevertheless, the Rabbanon say, Lo Asi Rabin Mevatel Mechitzas, Acha, the Lo Nicha Tashmishte. Here, where it's not comfortable to go through this area, because the chotzer has very narrow openings, and If that be the case, lo kolshkin, how much more so he look rab is not mevatul mechitza, so the Mishnah would not be telling me any chiddush. Elalav, but rather Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is telling me that even though in Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of pasiv yiros, he says that he look rabim is mevatul mechitza, that's only because noach tashmishte. But here in the case where the openings are very narrow and it's not nelchat tashmishte, here even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that lo asi rabim mevatul mechitza. And that's against Rava, who says that Rabbi Yehuda took it all the way through, and he always says that Hiluch Rabim is Mevatel Mechitza Lo. The answer is, Li'olam Rabbanan, this Mishnah in Taras reflects the Shita Chachamim. And you ask me a question, if that be the case, what's the Chidush? The Chidush is, Rishus Rabim L'Tumah, it's the Chlei. He has to tell me that as far as Tumah is concerned, the Mishnah tells me that this Chatzah is considered Rishus Rabim as far as Tumah. And once he mentions that it's Rishus Rabim L'Tumah, by and by, he tells you that as far as Shabbos is concerned, it has the status of Rishus HaYochid. And the reason for its Rishus HaYochid is because this is reflecting the Shita Chachamim, that Lo Asi Rabim Mevatel Mechitza. Toshma, another mission in Taros, Mevos HaMefuloshos Biboros Beshichin Ubimaoros, is Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos Rishus HaRabim LeToma. So we have various kinds of pits. And when the people walk down this area, which is surrounded by mechitzas, and they hit up against these kinds of pits and subterranean water cisterns and so forth and so on, they have to squeeze through a very narrow area. Is in terms of Shabbos, the Mishnah says it's a Rishus HaYochid, meaning that despite the fact that the Rabbim walk through this by squeezing themselves and going around that narrow area, to the right or to the left of the bar, nevertheless, it still retains its status of Sayachid because of the Mechitzos. And we don't care about the fact that the Rabbim Bokimbo, Rishus Rabbim Linyan Tuma, but as far as Tuma is concerned, it has the status of Rishus Rabbim, which means Safik Tuma Tahar. And the Gemara says, wait a minute, the Boro Salkadak, there's a certain mistake in the wording of this Mishnah. It can't be that the people are going into the Boros, Elalib Boros. You have to add that lamed over here because it means that they go around the boros. In any event, the Mishnah says Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos Rishus HaYom LeTumah. Mani, who's the author? The Mishnah Lema Rabbanon. If it's Rabbanon who are telling you that what, that it has nevertheless the mechitzos are still reliable and it has the status of Rishus HaYochid, is hashed. I'll make a kavul chomer. The Mishnah is not telling me any chiddush. Ma hasam v'nicha tashmishti amri lo osi rabim vatle mechitza. How much more so in this case of lo nihacha lo nichale tashmishti, in the case where it's Noach for them to go through the Beit HaPasim as we discussed earlier, yet nevertheless the Mechitzos still retain the status of Mechitzos and it's Rishus HaYochid. How much more so, it goes without saying, when the Rabbim are squeezing by between the bar and the coastal on the right in that small area, is Lo Kolshkin, how much more so the Mechitzos are valid according to the Rabbanon. El Alav, by process of elimination, it must be that Mishnah is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and in Pasi Biros is Asi Rabbim Vatel Mechitz because it's Noach, it's very comfortable for the Rabbim. But here, that it's a tight squeeze, and it's not Noach, therefore Rabbi Yehuda would be Moda, that Hiluch Rabbim is not Mevatel Mechitza, it still retains its status of Rishus HaYochid, and that's against Rava, who says that Rabbi Yehuda always, always applies the principle of Hiluch Rabbim, Mevatel Mechitza Lo, Li'olam Rabbanon. In truth, the Mishnah reflects the Shita of the Rabbanon. Ah, you'll ask me, what's the Chiddush? And the answer is, Rishus HaRabim L'Tuma Itztrichlei. We need the Chiddush of Rishus HaRabim L'Tuma. Toshma, let's see if we can come to some conclusion based on another Mishnah in Taras. Shvilei Beis Gilgul V'Chayotzi Bohen Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos Rishus HaYochid L'Tuma. V'Eze Shvilei Beis Gilgul. You know, what is this Milas Kufa, this very sharp climb that it's considered Rishus HaYochid LeShabbos? Amri Debei Rav Yana, they said to the Beis Medrash Rav Yana, Kol She'ein Ha'eved Yochol Litol Se'o Shel Chitin V'yaretz Lifnei Sardiot. So it's such a narrow area that even the servant of the great Sardiot, you know, has trouble getting through there. So Mani, who is the author of this Mishnah? Elam Rabbanon. If you're going to tell me it's Rabbanon once again, there's no Chiddush over here because Rabbanon holding Pasi Biros. we don't say that Hiluch Rab is Mavatel Mechitzos. Hashde Nichat Hashmah Hosin Nichat Hashmishte. Amri Rabbanid Lo Osi Rabim Vatel Mechitzta. Hochad Lo Nichat Hashmishte. Here where it's very tight. And we said that even an Eved Eino Yochel Litol Soshel Chitim Yorotz is Lo Koshkin Amich, more so that Hiluch Rab is not going to be Mavatel Mechitzta Lav by Pras Elimination. Rabbi Yehuda He. And in the case of Pasi Biros, he says that Hiluch Rab Matam Mechitz because it's Noach Tashmishte. But in the case of Shvile Beis Gilgul, where it's very tight in order to go in there, Rabbi Yudiz Modeh, that Hiluch Rab is not Mevatel Mechitza. Once again, this is against Rava. Amalei, so Rava answers, Rechava, is Shvile Beis Gilgul Kamrit? You're asking me a kasha from Shvile Beis Gilgul Kamrit? That has to do with the Takana of Yoshua. Yoshua wanted to protect the Yochid, the private possession, and when he was Manchil, the Oretz, because he was an Oy of Yisrael Hoya, is therefore Omad V'tikin Lem Drochim Usratya. He made a takana that if you have these kinds of highways which take you from one city to the other, and he was metakin the drachim and the mesilos, so that it should be given over to the rabbin. The rabbin should be able to avail themselves of these various pathways, and they belong to the rabbin. It's called hecha the nichetash mishtei misar le rabbin. When did Yoshua establish that even though these areas legally belong to a yachid, they're in your private territory, nevertheless the rabbim have rights? That's only because nicha tashmishte. But heichad delo nicha tashmishte, if a place is very tight, then misar le yachid. Then he says whoever has possession over that area, it's his private property, and it becomes a rishus hayachid. And therefore, the Milas Kufa Sheberetz Yisrael, since it's not Hiluch Noach, it's not comfortable, is Yodim Anu Shenitain B'Nachlo Yochid. We know that the Nachlo was given to the Yochid. And here, Rava himself is Moda that Rabbi Yehuda would hold Ein Hiluch Rabim Mevatel Mechitza because of this Takana of Yoshua. And Rava says, when I say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be Chaya for the Malos, as if it were Rishus Rab, because Rab and Bokembo, that's only in those Malos that are outside of the purview of the Takon of Yeshua. The Takon of Yeshua was only for Nochlei Eretz Yisrael, and therefore in Chutz Laretz, those areas are not given over to the Yochid. There was no Takona to designate them for the Yochid, and Rabbi Yehuda would hold that Hiluch Rabin is Mevatel Mechitza. So here we'll stop at the bottom of Chav Beis Amid Beis on the Mishnah, which we did today and we'll do again tomorrow. So